This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Any weekend in the St. Louis area, you can usually find some kind of race going on, be it a 5K or a marathon or something in between. This Saturday, runners will gather in Tower Grove Park in South St. Louis for a one-mile fun run and a 5K called Race for Refugees. Proceeds benefit the International Institute of St. Louis. Now, the race was founded in 2017 in response to President Trump's first-term immigration crackdown. And this year's event takes on renewed relevance as refugee resettlement in the U.S. has largely come to a halt. Joining me now is the founder of Race for Refugees, Heather Huey. Heather is a preschool teacher from Olivet and an avid runner. Welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you so much.
So Heather, take us back to 2017. Why did you found Race for Refugees?
Well, first I was very upset when the president, the current president won during his first term. And after kind of the idea settled in, once the inauguration was happening, I was trying to be positive, thinking, oh, it wouldn't be as bad as we might think. And I'm always in Forest Park running on the weekends. And so I was listening to you all. I was listening to NPR, which I do all the time when I'm running. And that was when the news broke that one of his very first moves was the Muslim ban or the ban on seven Muslim majority countries. And so I was just so upset when I'm running. I remember running up that hill on Skinker going south, just thinking, I have got to do something. I can't just vote. I can't just be upset. I can't just talk about it. So I have to do something. So as I was running the loop, I just started thinking about what can I do? And I've been a runner for 30 years. And so I've run races for charity before. I coach girls on the run. And I thought, this is something I know. I think I can do it. And I just thought of all the elements that go into a great race. Like, what do we need? We need shirts. My buddy, I just started thinking of all the connections that I've made over the years as a teacher and a lifelong St. Louisan and as a parent. And so I thought, oh, my buddy Joe, he's an artist. Maybe he'll design the shirt. You need coffee. I'm a coffee addict. I'll just ask Starbucks. I thought we need beer at a race. And so my oldest daughter, when she was in preschool, this child's dad was one of the original brewmasters for Urban Chestnut. Okay, so all these things are pinging. I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask Jill and Florian. And so my mind started spinning and I was like, I've got to do something. So once I got to the car, I started texting friends, my family, calling, seeing who would help, and we would figure it out together. And, everybody really wanted to do something. And so people said yes.
Yeah. That was a very productive run.
It was a very productive run, yes.
There's no shortage of races in the St. Louis area, as you mentioned, right, in the introduction. But what convinced you that Race for Refugees, this very specific thing, would work?
I didn't know if it would work. I just needed to do something. And I didn't even know who the beneficiary would be because I really wasn't tied to the International Institute of St. Louis. I got home, I started looking up immigrant services and put a couple of calls in, and whoever called me back, I was like, okay, we're going to help you and everything. So I had no idea. I just really needed to do something. And we meaning just friends and new friends and community members, we were just hoping maybe we'd hit 100 runners and that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But the numbers just kept going up, and it was kind of scary, but it was so exhilarating too. So I didn't know. Yeah. You just have to go for it.
So do you remember how many people?
Well, originally it ended up being over 600 people.
Wow.
And this was at a time where we did pull tag. So any runners out there, pull tag is a thing of the past. So literally people would meet you at the end of the race and somebody, a volunteer, would pull your tag off as you go after you cross the finish line.
Oh.
So it was, again, scary and exhilarating, which is a pretty good combination.
So, you said you'd participated in many races
mm-hmm,
before.
Yeah.
Had you ever organized one?
No. Lord, no.
No. So, no.
So there's a lot of faith and sweat involved in this.
Yes, there is. Yes.
So then donating proceeds eventually to the International Institute of St. Louis, how did that come about? You know, what were those conversations like?
Well, you know, our relationship obviously has gotten closer and closer. My friend Samson is here, one of our close connections now. And in the past, it was more, we just offered to give the money. There wasn't, which is totally understandable. The International Institute didn't want to, you know, be in charge or be liable. They had enough on their plate. They always do. So we were just talking about the needs and, so, yeah, it has a great reputation. My husband had a connection to it. He'd been a tutor through them. So, so it just ended up being a great place to donate.
Yeah.
Yes.
And speaking of Samson, our other guest today is Samson Hillary. He's the organizer of Race for Refugees and Donor Relations Coordinator at the International Institute. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So, Samson, what was your personal introduction to Race for Refugees?
Well, I actually ran Race for Refugees 4. That was my first ever 5K run. So that was my introduction to Race for Refugees and the work of the International Institute.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to make that your first run?
Well, I am a refugee. We were resettled in Phoenix, Arizona in 2001. And like I said, I came to college in St. Louis and I used to play soccer and I stopped playing soccer after college. And I just needed something to get fit and running was something my coaches in high school had tried to get me into, but it's just, I was not interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
So after college, I started getting into it, and I was like, well, I need to try out a race.
Yeah.
And I looked for races, and there was nothing that connected me to the race, to the mission, to just get me excited. And then I saw Race for Refugees, and I'm like, well, I'm a refugee. Let's go find out what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And that moment, just, it's been transformational for me. It's created a very special memory for me that I treasure, and it's led me to where I am today.
Mm-hmm. So that first race, mm-hmm. what about it was transformational?
The community. I have never really felt part of St. Louis community, but at the race, I really felt part of the Race for Refugees community. I got to meet so many people, so many friends now. Later on, I got to meet Heather, and that strengthened that connection to that community. And it's the best thing. The community is just out of this world.
Yeah. Heather, how does it feel to hear that?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. And that is something that I think the Race for Refugees itself became its own community that's always welcoming to everyone. And that just the energy that everybody has coming to the race, because it isn't just elite runners or people trying to get a certain time. Everyone is welcome. So it makes me thrilled. And I think everybody's really has a need for community these mm-hmm. past many years. And so they know there's one day a year where they're going to at
yes.
least going to feel it,
yes.
you know? So I think it feels wonderful. It's
yeah.
been an extra. It's been icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. So, Samson, you said it was the fourth one that you were part of?
Yes.
The fourth. So you talked about this feeling of being welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What makes this event, you know, and running as a sport,
yeah.
welcoming?
I think it's just the low barrier to entry. Anybody, all you need is shoes and you can go out there and start running. And some people obviously are in different spaces in regards to running, and there are always people who are being helpful and saying, this is what you can do to get better, or I want to run my first marathon. They offer you programs. So that part of the community of just helping each other out is really magnified, I feel like, in Race for Refugees, where we come together, like Heather says, one time a year, and we all bring our positive vibes and our appreciation for the refugees and immigrants in our community, and we just want to show support to them.
Yeah. Heather, you said that you were running in Forest Park when the idea for race for refugees mm-hmm. came to you. Why did you decide on Tower Grove Park, though, as the site for this run?
Well, it is right around the corner from the International mm-hmm. Institute. So it made it so easy. There's a wonderful community in the Grove. There's other probably more practical reasons, you know, in terms of, you know, you have to rent out a space. There's all kinds of things that we've learned along the way as we learned how to organize a race, but there's a lot of costs that go into running a race, and so you want to keep those costs down so you can give as much as possible to the International Institute. So it's also in the city, and I think that was really important to have it in the city. We thought about doing it, or I guess I thought about doing it in Olivet, in our local, in Stacy Park. So just after making some calls, this definitely made the most sense, and the park was super receptive and had wonderful people that I got to work with from the start.
And it's being in the city. What about that is significant?
The fact that it's right by South Grand, right by where the International Institute, where most of the immigrants and refugees that we resettled are, I think it just makes it more of a close-knit, tighter community that they can just walk right there and participate in the race. So that really, I think, as the years have gone, I've really enjoyed our partnership with Tower Grove, and it's just made it easier and easier just to have it at the Tower Grove Park.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a very quick break here, but we'll be back shortly to continue this conversation about Race for Refugees, a 5K race happening this Saturday at Tower Grove Park. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. I'm Eileen Cha. Let's return to our conversation with Samson Hillary, organizer for Race for Refugees, a benefit 5K happening this Saturday in Tower Grove Park, and donor relations coordinator at the International Institute of St. Louis. We're also here with Heather Huey, a preschool teacher from Olivet and an avid runner, as well as the founder of Race for Refugees. Now, before the break, Samson, we talked about your running the race. You are now the organizer of it. Yeah. I mean, had you dreamt that that would happen at some point? How did it come about?
No, it was my second month working at the National Institute. We had a meeting with Heather, and she said she's loves the race. She's obviously passionate about it and would love to continue it, but some other prior engagements are getting to her, and she just doesn't have the capacity for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course I would love to do this. This sounds, I love the race. Let's go ahead and do it.
That sounds like an ideal situation.
Yes.
And as the founder and first organizer, Heather, and clearly somebody who is very committed to this, why did you need to take that step back?
Well, at the time I started it, I was not working. I have four children, close in age, and now I'm working full time. You know, aging parents,
yeah,
growing kids, growing needs. So that was it.
So you were working. It was just not.
Yes, I was doing the best kind of work, but
of
not getting paid. Yeah. So
so what now is your role with the race?
I'm just here to bounce ideas off of, okay. Cheerleader.
Okay, Samson, you're shaking your head.
She does more than that.
She
does all of that, and she connects sponsors and individuals interested in the race. She's a huge help for me personally. Like, mm-hmm. Our coffee meetings are awesome, and she does a lot more. And I think her the original message, the original purpose of the race is kind of a guiding light that we all try to replicate. Like I've said about my personal experience on the race, I think I want to replicate that and have everybody feel that emotion that she brought out for me on that race. So yeah, that's what this race is about. So she does a lot more work. Mm-hmm.
You're getting credit where it's due, clearly.
Yeah, thank you.
What would you say is the current level of awareness that people have about this race and the issues that are related to it? Samson or Heather?
Well, I think it's a growing community. So last year we had over 1,100 people register. This year we have over 600 people register. So it's a growing race, and the community is getting more engaged and getting finding ways that they can support refugees and immigrants. Some of them walk, run, some of them volunteer. So all of them are getting engaged just because of the surrounding circumstances around.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the bombardment of news since, you know, the second term started. Again, there continues to be a need that people have to do something, to feel like they're doing something. So I think a lot of us who care are trying to make sure that this does not start feeling normal and we get complacent and we just accept it and we're just still trying to figure out what can we do. Mm-hmm. So this is a day where we are doing something and coming together. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So Samson, the backdrop for the purpose of Race for Refugees is to benefit refugees. And we had said earlier that the proceeds from the race go to the International Institute. Mm. Can you tell us what sorts of things those proceeds actually fund?
Yes. So the funds raised from the race go to help refugees with job placement, English classes, legal services, and food pantry. That's something that's been a growing need for the last couple of months. And so it's a new initiative that we're really proud of, supporting refugees and immigrants with non-perishable foods and fresh vegetables as well.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that there's also separate fundraising that is happening at the event itself?
Yes. A very special part of our fundraising is we raise money for the Tau Fund. The Tau Fund is a fund created in honor of the Tau family. They were huge supporters of the International Institute. The money raised goes directly to refugees to support them in like critical needs. Let's say there's an emergency, somebody's about to be evicted, they dip into the Tau Fund to help them. There's an emergency medical bill that needs to be paid, the Tau Fund. So it is a critical last resort fund for refugees only.
Right. Samson, you said that when you were looking at maybe something like race roster, you were trying to determine what resonated with you. And then you said yourself you were a refugee.
Yeah.
And, you know, support for refugees is not an abstraction. You just talked about the several things that are necessary for refugees to remake their life. Can you share a little bit of your story with us and how you eventually ended up here in St. Louis?
Like I said, my family immigrated in 2001 to Phoenix, Arizona. We were resettled there by the International Rescue Committee. They do the similar job that the International Institute does. And as you can say, I was 10 years old. It was difficult transitioning. I knew some English, which most refugees and immigrants, some of them do not know English, so that was very helpful for me. And I was younger, I was able to adjust, but it was a difficult adjustment coming in to the United States. But that's what the International Institute is here for, to help in transition new arrivals to be successful. I can proudly say I think I'm doing well, having immigrated from to the United States and now to be working at the International Institute, supporting refugees and immigrants, giving back. So that is the eventual dream, I think, of most of the most of the workers at an International Institute, is to develop, to be part of that journey of refugees becoming successful individuals in our community.
Mm-hmm. Now, we mentioned in the intro to this conversation that refugee resettlement in the United States is at a historic low. Mm-hmm. So President Donald Trump, taking office for his second term last January, he set a limit on mm-hmm. the number of refugees allowed into the country at 7,500 mm-hmm. for the fiscal year that ends September 30th. And that is less than a tenth of its previous level of 125,000.
Yes.
Now, broadly speaking, Samson, can you speak to the effects that this policy has had, you know, on the International Institute, and maybe even what you have observed in the community?
Yes. The funding obviously has been greatly reduced to resettle individuals. But we are at the International Institute are pivoting to focus on, you said that there was 100,000 people who had arrived. So those portion of people which we resettled, we're focusing on best ways to service them, to make sure that they have access to English classes, job placement classes, critical services that lead them to that life, from arriving to thriving, as we like to say. So that's what we're focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Heather, hearing what Samson has had to say, you're having lived in St. Louis for a very long time and seen how, you know, the community has grown, how it's changed. Why is this race still so important?
I think the reason that I wanted to have this race for refugees and immigrants, aside from the policy decision, that first policy decision that the president made, is just supporting refugees and immigrants. You are helping some of the most vulnerable people, period. Mm-hmm. And as a teacher, especially of young children, as a parent, as a citizen, as a human, I mean, that's what we want to do, is help the most vulnerable. The way that people are being treated goes 100% against everything I teach my students and my own children. So that's why I think it's just so important to continue to care about others and care about those more vulnerable than us. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So the conversation so far has been quite somber. Mm-hmm. And this race, you know, raises money for a very serious reason and for good purpose. But the fun part of this race, I think, is also really important to get to.
Yes.
So for those who have never run a race, can you explain, you know, how it works? Like, yes, you sign up, you run, but what are some of the things that you would tell a potential first-timer who did not play soccer like you did, Samson, and somebody who just wants to be involved in something that supports community?
Well, first of all, I always say the community is awesome, because that's the most important thing is, and we have many ways for them to be engaged, volunteer. And if this year we're having new items, we have stickers and shirts that really speak to our community's values. We always like to say it's all paces, all faces, all welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So it does not matter if this is your first time or your 100th time, you're welcome in our community, and we're glad for you to be part of it. So if that sounds like your vibe, come on down to the Race for Refugees on April 18th.
And our executive producer, Alex Hoyer, is also an avid runner, and he says runners will run for a good sticker, too.
Yes.
So can people still sign up? This race is on Saturday at 9 in the morning at Tower Grove Park.
Yes, they can still sign up until race day. So show up at 7 to 8:30 is when they can still sign up. So mm-hmm. you still have time, but don't wait. Sign up right now.
Yeah, and it's $40 for adults,
mm-hmm.
$15 for 12 and under.
Yeah.
And then the fun run.
Yes.
I mean, what is that exactly? And what does it cost to participate in that?
The fun run is only $20, and the fun run is just a mile long, so anybody can participate in. They can run, they can walk. Most people just bring their dog and enjoy a nice stroll in the park. Strollers are welcome. Like we said, all are welcome.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, you'll be just strolling and having fun this time?
Oh, I'm going to be cheering everybody on. That's like my favorite place to be, is at the finish line, cheering everyone on. We find out if it's their first race, yeah. And we're extra excited. The running community generally is very welcoming, and this is times a million. So you will have, if it's your first race, you're going to have all kinds of cheerleaders along the course. Mm-hmm. So it's super fun.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to, Samson?
Oh, the kids. In my previous life, like I said before, I used to be a teacher. So last year and the year before, I've seen some kids that I used to teach.
Oh.
And that's always so delightful. And I get to meet, I've actually met a couple of friends now. I like to consider them from the race, a couple from Czech Republic. So I'm hoping to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And many people from different countries, which I enjoy thoroughly seeing.
Great. Samson Hillary is the organizer of Race for Refugees and Donor Relations Coordinator at the International Institute, and Heather Huey founded Race for Refugees in 2017. She's a preschool teacher from Olivet and an avid runner. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Race for Refugees takes place this Saturday, April 18th at 9 a.m. It features a chip-timed 5K. It's not the way that it was at the beginning. And an untimed one-mile fun run. For more information, visit iistl.org. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.